We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We repeal and replace Obamacare. I definitely think that Obamacare as a whole should be repealed and replaced with something with a couple of different tweaks.
Don't look at me. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 7:45 here on a Friday morning. Three big things. Police in Spain kill five suspects after car slams into pedestrians south of Barcelona.
Two.
Former Manhattan City attorney pleads guilty to child porn charges.
One.
Governor announces pay raises for Kansas prison workers. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic slowdowns now being reported in, some of the normal places. Right now, really bad up around the North Junction, especially I-235 headed towards I-135. So up around Broadway and Meridian on I-235, things really starting to slow down there. Traffic update on KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly sunny with a 30% chance for rain today and a high of 91 degrees. 30% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 67. Saturday sunny, tomorrow's high 94. So we're getting closer to normal temperature, maybe a little above normal for this time of year. Now a cloudy sky, 68 degrees, and we have a south wind at 3 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, featuring the largest collection of craft bourbons and whiskeys in the state of Kansas. Full cocktail menu can be found at monarchwichita.com. The Monarch in Delano. Cloudy now, 68 degrees. Earlier this morning, we had just a little bit of light rain in the Wichita area, and looking at the KNSS Weather Center radar, you could see some light rain now between here and Hutchinson up around Great Bend. They've got some rain falling and a little splotch out there in Pratt County. Now down to the southwest, a larger area, but this area is pretty much staying down in Oklahoma, and it's in the northern part and moving to the east. If you're heading to Topeka right now, you're going to see probably some rain showers between Emporia and Topeka there on the Kansas Turnpike. So quick look at the KNSS Weather Center radar this morning. Ted, I'm just listening to our news a while ago.
Yes.
The story about doggles for the eclipse caught my attention. Who would think of that? I mean, I guess if you hadn't ever seen an eclipse and didn't know it, you'd think the dogs might go out and
look at
the eclipse.
Who would think of that? Somebody that's trying to sell doggles is thinking of that.
Doggles. Now, my experience...
Goggles on your pets.
My experience with my late rat terrier, Lucky, was... You couldn't come near putting glasses on that
dog.
Well,
heck no.
He would have torn your throat out. You don't do that. You don't put things on my eyes. And of course, I never...
Yeah, what dog is going to let you do that?
Yeah.
Come on.
What self-respecting dog?
Or any animal.
How about a cat? Your cat going to go out and...
Yeah, you going to have a cat sit still for...
Cat goggles.
Put goggles on? I don't think so.
All right.
When I put that story on our website, knssradio.com, I got a photo of a pug wearing goggles. So at least one dog thought they were all right.
Maybe dogs in Hollywood wear those.
Or was Photoshop.
You know, sunglasses because they're big. Maybe Rin Tin Tin wore goggles when he was a big star.
Spuds McKenzie did wear shades. That's true.
Ringo Starr's stage boots are among the items going under the hammer at an auction of Beatles memorabilia. More than 300 lots are up for sale at the annual auction organized by the Beatles shop in Liverpool.
Everything must go.
Two pairs of Starr's footwear are for sale, including those he sported on stage in 1963.
Yeah, a little Labor Day sale there at the Beatles shop.
Beatles shop owner Ian Wallace estimated the worth to be between $5,000 and $6,000.
Wow.
They're black suede boots and are said to be worn, but in good condition.
There you go.
So he actually put his feet in these shoes with his big English...
Apparently he didn't want them anymore.
His big English sweat socks on, and there they are.
And now they can be yours for a little price.
For $5,000 or $6,000.
$5,000 or $6,000 for a pair of boots.
All right. Steve and Ted in the morning. Hey, your 401k...
That'd be one of those things where you buy it and you'd walk around. Hey, these are Ringo's boots. And people go, okay.
Oh, really?
All right.
Big deal. Your 401k is probably taking a hit after a rough day on Wall Street.
What's happening in Washington isn't helping Wall Street. The Dow plunged 273 points on Thursday. The NASDAQ lost 123.
The fact that Congress isn't in session at the moment compounds that uncertainty because the clock's ticking on how long they have to get an enormous amount of things done.
Economist Diane Swonk says a series of disappointing earnings reports isn't helping.
There's a reality check in retail. It's interesting that companies like Target did okay because their online did so well. Their in-stores didn't do as great.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Apple is donating $2 million to two human rights groups as part of CEO Tim Cook's pledge to help lead the fight against the hate that fueled the violence in Virginia during a white nationalist rally last weekend. And it has taken bloodshed in Charlottesville to get tech companies to take a firmer stand against accounts used to promote hate and violence. Major companies such as Google, Facebook, and PayPal are banishing a growing cadre of extremist groups and individuals in the wake of the deadly clash last weekend in Virginia. The rally has shown how easily technology can be used to organize and finance such events and how extreme views online can translate into violence offline. All right. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted, the Wichita Business Journal, recognizes excellence in manufacturing and distribution. Editor Bill Roy with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, guys. The big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal on the streets today. Wichita makes things, so we recognize some of the best in business at our Manufacturing Wholesale and Distribution Awards luncheon Thursday at the Hyatt. We recognize 22 organizations and individuals in seven categories. And one company was announced the overall excellence winner for 2017, Johnson Controls. Johnson Controls produces about 1 million pieces of residential heating and cooling equipment each year. They were a winner in the job growth category. Johnson has about 1,600 employees now, staffing up 22% last year, and it's up nearly 38% over the past 2 years. Company officials say they expect to grow another 10% in 2018. This week's top 25 list, Wichita area aviation subcontractors, they're ranked by employment. Spirit AeroSystems on top of the list at 10,700. Next, it's Leading Technology Composites at 379. The rest of the top five, Cobham, Avcom, H.M. Dunn AeroSystems, and Metal Finishing Company. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Thank you, Bill. Now, 7:52 with Steve and Ted. And Ted, you're a bacon fan, are you not?
That would be yeesh.
Yeah, I mean, who is not a bacon fan? Are you interested, though, in the history of bacon?
I don't know about that.
Well, I'm going to tell you about it anyway. Austrians were making bacon thousands of years ago. And a researcher says they were probably the first in Europe to do it on an industrial scale.
Well, no wonder they're such a happy people.
Hans Rushreiter of Vienna's Museum of Natural History says DNA traces from more than 6,000 pig bones at what was prehistoric slaughterhouse near the upper Austrian town of Hallstatt shows they were more than 3,000 years old. They were slaughtering pigs 3,000 years
ago. Well, I've got some Austrian heritage, so maybe that's part of my background.
You were probably a pig killer or bacon maker. He told the Austria press agency that excavations at the site show that the pigs were all castrated, methodically slaughtered, and their meat cured in huge wooden barrels before it was hung to dry in nearby caves. Well, those Austrians were pretty advanced, weren't they?
Getting it done.
I wonder if they had a baconator there. You put it on.
I had some mac and cheese this week.
Did you?
It was loaded with bacon. Oh, that was good.
Sounds pretty good. Doesn't sound very healthy, but it sounds pretty good.
I was carbing up. I got to train.
Your training for?
Beats me.
You're just,
if you eat mac and cheese, you just tell people, I'm carbing up. I'm in training.
Okay. Saturday, tomorrow, the August 19th, is National Aviation Day, and I thought we should mention that.
National Aviation Day.
Being, Wichita being the air capital, and we were on the leading edge of aviation. This day dedicated by presidential proclamation to those who helped pioneer aviation in the United States.
Oh, there you go.
Should be a big day in Wichita. It was established in 1939 by President Franklin Roosevelt. Holiday was issued a presidential proclamation designating the anniversary of Orville Wright's birthday to be National Aviation Day. Orville and Wilbur Wright.
Sorry, Wilbur.
The Wright brothers.
What are they doing Wilbur's birthday?
It was several years ago that I picked up that biography of those two.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know much about the Wright brothers, and
It was in, I apologize, I don't remember the author. Might have been David McCullough. But it was fascinating. Those two guys, they were way ahead of their time.
And
they were experimenting with all kinds. We were a bicycle shop,
and they weren't backed by big corporate money or subsidies.
And they weren't brilliant engineers or anything.
They were just kind of came up with this idea in their garage.
A couple of bicycle mechanics. Yeah. And, of course, the other part was having the guts to go up there and try to fly that thing and be flying in the air like that. There was also a person in the French were really into it, too, at this very same time. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
They were aviation pioneers. So, anyway, tomorrow is aviation.
Well, and you remember when they had the Summer Olympics last year in Brazil, they claim that they have the person that made the first flight. They have no recognition at all, the Wright brothers. That's kind of an American thing.
The Brazilians.
And the French have their person that made the first flight, and the Brazilians have their person that made the first flight.
But here in the USA, we know.
Yeah, we recognize the Wright brothers.
We know it was the Wright brothers. All right. 7:55 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 8 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. A complete look at today's news, including Governor Brownback announcing pay raises for Kansas prison workers. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!